Hello, beautiful people. This is the Dance With Your Goals podcast. I am Catherine and I welcome you to today's episode. We are in the last episode of the month, the overview and reflection of our goals, advice we learned in the first episode, and also my challenges overview and reflection. Welcome back. Hello, beautiful people and unique sunshines. This is the Dance With Your Goals, the Lady K Project podcast. I am Catherine K and I welcome you to this podcast, your own personal guide to inspire you and help you dream, plan and act on your small or big goals and challenges one simple step at a time that will make a big difference to your life. In this podcast, I am gathering unique and valuable information and I offer the lessons from my own daily, weekly and monthly challenges that will hopefully help you to achieve your own goals and bring joy and fulfillment into your daily life. In today's episode, I'm going to basically review my goals, how they went, if they were successful after the weeks I've been working on them, and if I put in action my own advice and goals I shared in the first episode of the month. So in the first episode, we have the goal advice episode, and I have to say I really try to put in the effort to actually move throughout the steps. It did work for me and I did end up setting specific goals, and some of the goals I have already set, I tried to be more specific and clear, to the point and straightforward with them, just because I noticed this month that the more clear and structured I am in my goals and the steps, the simple steps to achieve those goals, the easier for me was to break them down into weekly and daily tasks and to actually also achieve them. One of the most important steps, I think, was the commitment and the taking action. I am very good at being productive, planning and taking action lately, but what I found was very difficult was to actually put in the effort when I don't feel like it. For example, I'm working on another challenge that I'm going to share with you over to the next month's episodes, and it was really, really hard for me to basically put in the effort the days I do not felt like it. For example, yesterday and today, I didn't feel like doing and practicing my challenge. I mean, it was so simple. The step I had to take was not even gonna last that long, but still it was so hard for me to do it, and so thought-provoking to just think that even the simplest thing can become so difficult when you have that resistance. And this is the most difficult, the hardest thing to do, to basically just put in the effort and just do it, even when you're feeling afraid or when you feel the resistance rising up. My advice on that would be to just do it, and mostly to not think about it. Do it without thinking of the pros and the cons, because even if there are more positives and more pros than cons, your mind, in order to protect you, is going to focus on the negatives, on the drawbacks. So this is the thing that worked for me the most. Say yes before I even think about it. Once I knew I wanted to do something, I just said yes, committed to it, set the appointment, said yes to the other person, to myself, without thinking about it. And that really helped me. And every time I feel the resistance coming up, I just did it, and then, and after finishing it, thought about it. That's that with the goal advice. Because it's something that might be very difficult for you, and I just wanted to share what I resisted myself and what might help you too, what I did to basically make it work. Now, of course, I need to also admit that it doesn't always work and nothing really always works. Now, as far as my two challenges are concerned, first I'm going to talk about my meditation challenge. I have to thankfully say that I am still practicing my meditation challenge. It works quite well with me. I usually practice with the Headspace app because it has very short and structured meditations, and it just works for me personally much more than other meditations I find in different apps or over on YouTube. I usually meditate for about 10 minutes every single morning. I try to do it at least 5 times per week, and I do think it helps. It hasn't helped me tremendously so far, but I haven't seen a huge difference in my mood, but it does help me to have more clarity in my thoughts, feel a little better and more calm. This is what I really wanted to gain out of meditation, just be a little calmer and a little more clear with my life. To some extent, I have gained that. Now, don't get me wrong, it's still difficult for me because I still try to control my thoughts, but I know that it takes time to befriend your thoughts and not judge them or try to stop them. It's still a process for me, but I know that consistency is the key, so this is what I'm trying to do. Just keep doing this and notice how it's going, what I need to change. As far as my other challenges go, is going to say yes to opportunities, my book challenge. I think I try, even if I'm not continuing so consciously with the challenge, I think I am trying to put in the effort to say yes to more things. Now, I'm a really shy person sometimes, and I am such a homebody. I love my house, but I try not to stay in it for too long, because that really makes me too comfortable. That's not always good. But I do try to say yes to opportunities, and I think I'm slightly changing because I try to get out of my comfort zone basically by saying yes to different things that are not easy for me. So what I said yes to is to start dancing again. Go with it more seriously. Another thing that showed me that I really am getting out of my comfort zone and it gets better and better is that yesterday I went to the gym, and in one of my classes that we did, I think cross training, I noticed that I was the only girl in the class and all the other people were boys and men. And after some time, I just realized that I felt really comfortable. Okay, I knew most of them, but I still felt very comfortable. And at first, it was so uncomfortable, so strange, and I felt a stress. And I loved that. I loved the feeling that my comfort zone stretches the more I act on the things that scare me. Also, something even smaller, I am stretching more for dance class. I try to do the splits. This is kind of hard for me. It hurts a lot. I am in a little pain because I'm not so flexible when it comes to my legs. And at first I could not even deal with the pain at all, but I think it gets better. Now that we're talking about stretching, I have to announce the next month's challenges. Ooh, I'm so excited about. They're even better than the previous months. Now, the first challenge I'm going to talk about is, as you've already guessed, is the stretching, the splits. So I'm trying to do the splits. I can barely do them, but this is the challenge I put myself. I'm so excited. It's so difficult, but fingers crossed, I'm going to try and achieve them. I don't know, it's very difficult, but hopefully. The second challenge is a book challenge also. We usually have one book challenge and one normal challenge. The book challenge for next month, October, is from a book which is called The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. And the challenge I picked from this book, Change Perspective, How to Change Perspective and Be More Positive. So I will try to consciously change my perspective for 1 week, try to be more positive and just see what happens. Also, I didn't mention that as far as my stretching challenge, it's not going to be 1 week of stretching in order to be able to do the splits. It's going to be 1 month challenge. So I'm currently working on this challenge for about a month. So that's all I wanted to say. I am really happy I'm sharing these and my challenges with you. I hope these episodes are interesting to you and you inspire you to do and challenge yourself with different things. This is like, this challenge thing I've started is like a bucket list, you know, the list, the 101 things to do before you die. I just kind of moderated to challenges to do. Thank you so much, guys. A happy end of the month, and I'll see you over to the next month. Have a great day. Bye, guys. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to listen to this powerful episode. I hope the tips and tools I shared in this episode empowered and inspire you to dream, plan, and act on your goals and challenges in such a way that will bring you one step closer to your own personal and unique happiness and fulfillment. If you love the show or enjoyed the episode, and if it has helped you in any positive way, please share it, subscribe, and leave a review to tell me what you think about it. Thank you so much again, and I can't wait to talk to you over to the next episode. I hope you have a wonderful and shiny rest of the day. And don't forget, even one single step, one single drop of positive action, goal, or challenge at a time can and will make a big difference to your day and life. I can't wait to see you soon here again next week. Bye.